This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
If you've ever known someone or been the parent of someone with whooping cough or pertussis, then you know just how serious and a little bit scary this disease can be. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Edwards. She's the Sarah Sellen Cornelius Vanderbilt Professor of Pediatrics, and she directs the Vanderbilt Vaccine Research Program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. So let's talk. I told you off the air that my son got pertussis. So my first question to you is, he was vaccinated. How did he get it?
Well, we know that we are seeing more pertussis or whooping cough over the past several years. And what we have grown to know is that sometimes children who've been adequately vaccinated can actually get pertussis. And what we're beginning to understand is that several years ago, about 15 years ago, we changed from the pertussis vaccine that we were using that was associated with a lot of fever, a lot of sore arms, and a lot of reactions. And frankly, parents were really not very happy with the vaccine. And at that time, we began to use a new vaccine that was more highly purified, and that vaccine was associated with many, many fewer reactions. And that's called an acellular pertussis vaccine. So we've been using that now for the past 14, 15 years. And what we're seeing is that as children are getting in the adolescent years, we're beginning to see more pertussis disease in that group in children that have been vaccinated with this particular vaccine. So the burden of disease we're seeing the most of is in adolescents. So what do we do about that? Well, what we do is we need to make sure that they're getting an extra booster. We used to just give pertussis vaccines at 2, 4, 6 months of age, at 18 months as a booster, and 4 to 6 years. But now we're also advocating that children get a booster when they're a teenager or before they become a teenager in the 11, 12-year-old group. So that's one way to reduce pertussis. The other way is to make sure that we vaccinate all the other children on time, the little children, and also we know that sometimes older people are a cause of pertussis as well. So not only are we vaccinating adolescents, but we're also asking that adults and even grandparents be vaccinated with the pertussis vaccine. Pertussis is a bacteria, and it causes a cough that's very persistent. The Chinese call it the 100-day cough. So once you get it, it can be a while before the symptoms go away.
If your child, as mine does, already had it, then does he need that booster vaccine in his teenage years, or is now he got some immunity built up?
Well, we go ahead and recommend that they get the booster, and he may have already had it, but we recommend that they do get the booster if they haven't had it before, even though that they may have indeed had the infection. We do know that both natural infection and the booster do wane with time. So if you haven't had the booster or you haven't gotten the booster as an adult, then it would be recommended that you would get it.
Is there any reason to be scared when they're coughing? Can they stop breathing? Because that's what it sounds like, that they're going to catch their breath. The coughs are coming so hard or frequent that they can't catch their breath.
Exactly. And that, in general, with adolescents, it is frightening, but they are big enough and strong enough that they can catch their breath. And we don't really see fatalities or rarely hospitalizations in adolescents. The cough is just very pesky and very frustrating, but it's not life-threatening. In contrast, however, in babies that get pertussis, it can be life-threatening. And in fact, that about 20 babies last year in the United States died of whooping cough. And the reason that is, first of all, they have trouble catching their breath, and they also have they can also have a lot of trouble with pneumonia and various problems with their lungs. So in little bitty babies, pertussis can be life-threatening, but in adolescents, it's not.
how long do they have to stay home? Because as I told you again off the air, the CDC called us. The Lake County Health Department called us, had to record, you know, that my son had this. And how long do they have to stay out of school if you're diagnosed with it?
Well, what one wants to do is we want to prevent other people from getting the whooping cough, the pertussis. So what is needed then is if indeed you do have the whooping cough, then you need to be treated with an antibiotic. And the treatment with the antibiotic will kill the bacteria and will prevent it from transmitting to another person. The problem, though, is that even if you're treated with antibiotics, once that cough starts, there's really not much you can do to take it away. So if you treat with antibiotics, the cough is going to just continue to persist until it runs its course, although the contagion or the ability to spread to another patient is gone. So a course of antibiotics, 5 to 7 days, will generally be perfect and will allow the child then to go back to school so they won't spread it to another person. But the cough will still be there.
So that was going to be my next question. You said you can't do a lot for it. Do any of these things help, like humidifiers in the room or steam showers or cold weather or any over-the-counter cough remedies?
They really don't help that much. And I think, you know, certainly you can try them, but the cough is, that's one of the really bad things about the whooping cough is that once you get the cough, it just has to kind of run its course. And so nothing is very effective in terms of taking it away. We wish we had a better answer, but there really isn't any magic bullet once the cough starts.
And what about the fever? The associated fever. Do you want to give anybody anything for fevers?
Well, usually it's really interesting with whooping cough. We don't generally get really high fevers with it. You know, not like with pneumonias we just talked about. Often children with pneumonia will have 102, 103, 104. In general, whooping cough isn't usually associated with a high fever. Sometimes if there could be a bacterial infection on top of the whooping cough, the fever can be higher. So we don't generally see a very high fever with it. Certainly, if people have headache or other signs, it doesn't hurt in any way to give them either, you know, an anti-inflammatory or a medication for the fever, acetaminophen or certainly it doesn't hurt. But in general, it doesn't help all that much, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is very scary for parents. It is something you don't want to have to see. And do adults, we only have a minute left, Dr. Edwards, do adults need to worry about whooping cough? Because we all had to go on antibiotics. The whole family had to, including my son's dentist, the hygienist that cleaned his teeth 2 days or 3 days before he got diagnosed, and my father.
Right. Yes, we do have to worry about it as adults. Immunity wanes quite quickly, and so yes, if we're exposed to whooping cough, it certainly can cause persistent cough in adolescents, but it can also cause persistent cough in older people. And we also have noticed that there have been a couple outbreaks of whooping cough in nursing homes. So it is a problem for older people as well. We're working on new vaccines and new ways to get the current vaccines to work better. But in the meantime, we just need to give the ones that we have.
Thank you so much, Dr. Edwards. Very important information. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. You can hear them every Wednesday here on Radio MD. And it's like a free pediatrician in your pocket, right there on your phone. You can listen live. You can send us emails. And free pediatrician, you can't beat that. And they're from the AAP. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.